We are up to Shmuel Aleph Perechav Dalid. As we continue with the story of David and Shaul, on the run trying to kill David. He's already massacred a city. He tried to get him in Keilah, and there was a special nace that Amalek came and said, oh, the Plishtim are attacking, and they went, Shaul and his men went away, and that way David was saved. That was the end of the previous perek. So David is still hiding, and this perek tells us that he's in the caves by En Gedi, down by the Dead Sea. Shaul hears about it. He finishes with the Plishtim. We don't even know the details of what happened with the Plishtim. But he comes and starts looking for him in the caves of En Gedi. He comes with 3,000 men that Navi describes, and he goes into a cave to go to the bathroom, and David happens to be there in the corner. He doesn't see him. David's man says, now's your chance, kill him, it's Rodef. And David refuses. Instead, he just goes close and cuts a piece of the robe of Shaul just to prove to him afterwards. And what does he do? After Shaul finishes up and he walks out of the cave, David comes behind him and says, Shaul. And he turns around and David says, look, I even cut your baggage. I could have killed you. Don't you realize now I don't have anything to, I'm not out to get you, and I wouldn't touch you because you're a Mashiach Hashem, and please stop running after me. And David even says, I'm a dog, I'm a little insect, what are you doing? And when David finishes talking, Shaul starts crying, the Navi says, and says, Sadik ata mimeni. Shaul says to David, you are righteous, Sadik ata mimeni. You are righteous, ki ata gamal tani tova, vani gamalti chahara. And he says, you're right, please make a treaty with me. I know you're going to be the king, David. Please don't do anything to my children. Let's make a bris, and then make a bris. So we have the short-lived ceasefire on the side of Shaul before he gets the Ruach Ra again and goes back to his old ways. So that is the Navi, the story that we have here in Perechav Dalet. And what's beautiful about all these prakim is, as we've spoken about the last couple of prakim, is that each one has a perek in Tehillim that is connected to that story. So here, today's perek, we will see that there are two prakim in Tehillim that are related to the story of David and Shaul in the caves of En Gedi. So here we go. Vayal David Misham Vayesha Bimitzados En Gedi. Thereby En Gedi Vayehi. Kasher Shav Shaul Vayachri Plishtim. Shaul finishes up with a Plishtim, and he is told that David's in those caves. He takes people from all the different shvatim. Doesn't want to only take from his own shevet. Takes from all the different shvatim. He goes to find David. We know there are many wild goats, many ya'elim, around the area of En Gedi today. Well, it hasn't changed, right? Thousands of years. So he went to find them. And it's surei ha'ye'elim. What does that mean? That surei ha'ye'elim, the rocks, says the Malbim, in the area of En Gedi, there are certain cliffs, certain high points that only the ye'elim could get to. And therefore, ha'yuslaim gvohim yuchadim la ye'elim b'tivam, kemo, like we say in Tehillim, harim ha'gvohim la ye'elim, slaim machzel ha'shvanim, v'chashav shol, and bevadai, Shaul thinks that David's in one of those caves up there where it's very hard to get to. Shom yisasru David v'anashav. The David begodo chachmaso, says the Malbim. But David in his great chachma realizes, ki shol yivakshuhu al tsurim haramim. That's where Shaul's gonna look. Velo yal al da shol, should David yoshev eitzel aderech. Wouldn't make sense for David to be sitting in the cave right next to the road. And that's why David went to sit there. But that's goofa where Shaul hamelech went to go to the bathroom, as we'll see right now. Vayavo gidros atzon el aderech, visham ma'ara, there's a cave, vayavo shaul lahasechas raglav. Shaul goes to be mesich es raglav, which means to relieve himself. V'David v'anashav b'yarkasei ha-ma'ara yoshvim, and David and his family, and his men, are in the ma'ara. His family went to Moab already, right? They're in the ma'ara, they're sitting there. What is going to happen? They're going to try to tell David to get rid of Shaul, and David's going to refuse. So there are two prakim of Tehillim that need to be mentioned when we talk about this perek. Number one is the perek Nun Zayin, Lamna, and both of these are mefurish. You don't even have to have the drash. They're mefurish. Lamna teach al tashreis leDavid mechtam bivarcho mipnei Shaul b'ma'ara, when he ran away from Shaul in the cave. This is what perek Nun Zayin says, and a beautiful. Each of these prakim are so unbelievable. Again, relating to the specific story at hand and generalizing it as David has the ability to do for all times and all people in all situations. David says, Chaneini Elokim Chaneini, ki becha chasoya nafshi, I trust you. Ubitzel kenefecha echaseh, I'm really in your shadow. Ad ya'avar havuvos, until the evil passes across. Meaning, I know I'm in the shadow, in the shade of a physical cave, but I'm with you, Hashem. Ekro l'lokim elyon, lokel gomer alai. I'm going to call out to Hashem, the one above. Yishlach mishamayim v'yoshieni. I know Hashem is going to save me. The focus, this is David's focus in the cave. Chirev sho'afi, please bring down and disgrace those that rise up against me. Selah. Yishlach elokim chasto v'amito. Hashem should send his chesed. Unbelievable bitachon David has while he's sitting in this cave. Nachon libi elokim, nachon libi ashira v'azamera, ura kvodi, awaken ura haneva v'chinar, aira shachar. This is where the pasuk that we know at the beginning of Brachas is darshened, that David HaMelech stayed up all night and he learned, and he woke up the shachar. So in this dark cave, this is what David is thinking about, that he can't wait to get out of this darkness and awaken the shachar, awaken up early. Otcha ba'amim Hashem, I want to tell all of the greatness to you, all the nations. So that is one. Then there's another parak that we all say at times of tsaris. Tehillim, kuf, mem, beis. Right, we don't focus on the first pasuk. Maskilo David, bioso bama ara, tefila. This is the maskil of David when he was in the cave. Bioso bama ara. Tefila, this is when he davened. And what did he say? Koli al Hashem Ezra, koli al Hashem Eschanan. It's interesting to compare these two prakim. That one was much more on the positive, optimistic. That's Tehillim Nun Zion. Here, Kuf Mem Beis, it's much more, you know, he can't deal, he's screaming. Kol Yal Hashem Ezra, Kol Yal Hashem Eschanan, Eshbok Lefanav Sichi, I'm going to pour out my heart to Hashem. Tzarasi Lefanav Agid, I'll put my Tzara. Beis Atef Alay Ruchi, Vata Yadata Nesivasi, you know what I need. Tamnu Pachli, set up traps for me. Habei Yaminu Re'ei Ve'ein Li Makir, I don't have a Makir, Rashi says there in Tehillim. I don't have anybody in Shaul's camp that's on my side. Avad manos mimeni. I have nowhere else to run. Ein doresh lanafshi. No one's seeking for me. They're all over there. Za'akti elech Hashem. Amarti atamachsi. I still have bitachon in you. Hotzia mi masker nafshi. Bring me out of the chains that I'm in. That's what David feels like. He's been on the run for so long. He was told by Shmuel he's going to be the king, and this is what he is. Lohodosa shemecha. Please help me out. So that's the two prakim in Tehillim related to our perek. Tehillim nun zayin. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis. So, back to our story. Shaul goes into the cave in order to relieve himself. Vayomru Anshei David Elav, and the people of David's camp say, Hine Hayom, here it is, today's the day, Asher Amar Hashem Elecha, that Hashem told you, Hine Anochi Nosenas Oyivcha Biadecha. Here's the day that you got the nevuah about, that Hashem is going to give over the enemy into your hands. The Radak notes that we don't know, we never have this nevuah. It's not in the text. Nowhere did Shmuel, or in Sefer Shmuel, do we have a nevuah that says to David that he is going to overcome his enemy. So it must have been a nevuah that God had told him. And they say, today's the day. So they interpret it as right now. But David says, no, it's going to be about the future. It's not about today. But the people say to David, do to him like it's good in your eyes. And what does David do? Vayakam David vayechros es kanaf ha-me'il. Asher l'shaul balot. He secretly cuts the corner of the me'il. I asked the Rinas Yitzchak, isn't it baltashkes? And the answer is no, of course not. It's not baltashkes. Whenever there is a to'elas la'adam, there is no baltashkes, and this is a great to'elas la'adam. It's saving David HaMelech, and therefore nothing to talk about. Right? That this is to protect him. The problem is once he cuts this. Not the problem, but the Radak points out, the Gemara in Maseches Brachas, the Gemara tells us that David was somewhat held accountable for this action. The Gemara says that because he cut the beged, so he was punished later on in his life. This is Brachas Samach Beis Mabeis, second to last daf in Brachas. Amar Yosi Rebbe Chanina, Sof Einonana Mehem. If anybody disgraces clothing, so at the end, he will not be able to get benefit from them. Shneamar, as the pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Malachim, Vadmelach David Zaken Baba Yamim Vayechasuhu Bibegadim Velo Yecham. He covered himself in begadim and he couldn't get warm. So you see, David was mevaza begadim, so the begadim didn't protect him. So what does this mean? David was protecting himself. David was he deserves to get punished. he did a great thing. Instead of killing him, he only cut the beged. So it's a difficult chazal to understand. If you look in the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron Cutler, on the first piece, he only has, he has a sefer on Nevi'im and Ksuvim. He has two or three pieces on every sefer and Navi. So he has the first piece on Sefer Malachim in Perek Aleph. He talks about this chazal. And he says, "Hine David nahag b'chasidus gedola b'osasha." David acted like an unbelievable tzaddik and chassid at that moment. What did the Gemara say that he's going to be punished? So says Rabbi Aaron, he wasn't punished. This is not a punishment; it's just a mitzius. It's a mitzius. Certain actions bring with them certain results. So he says, if somebody's mevaze anything, then that item cannot protect him or give him pleasure in the future. That's just the way it is. So if somebody's mevaze clothing, then ultimately clothing won't protect him. If somebody is mevaze, he says, it applies to Ruchnias too. If somebody is mevaze a mitzvah, then that mitzvah will give you no reward in the future. If it applies to natural items like clothing, he says, "Binyanim ruchaniim alachas kama v'kama shemeno machshiv ha'inyanim lo yakabel ha'toeles haruya." If I'm not machshiv something, then ultimately in the world of truth, I'm not going to get benefit from that item. So we have to be machshiv everything, so that everything can give us benefit. And he said it's all based on the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Me'ila, where the Rambam says, we don't know the reason for every mitzvah, and we have to realize that if we don't know the reason and we can't explain it, it's just a lack in our understanding. But then he says, in terms of Kedusha, he says, if Ma'am Eitzim Ba'avanim Ba'afar Va'efer, Kivan Shenikra Shem Adona Olam Aleihem, Bidvarim Bilvan Iskachu, if you have physical items, and once somebody was makdish them, all of a sudden they become Kadosh, so surely a mitzvah, which is inherently Kadosh, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to treat them properly, even if we don't understand them. So that's what the Rabbi Aaron says here about this this result. Right? It reminds us a little bit of what happened at the beginning of the, Sefer Shmuel with Penina and Chana. Right? Chazal tell us that Penina was L'shem Shamayim Niskavna. She made fun of Chana in order to get her to daven harder, in order that she would be Zocha to have a child. So the question is, so why did Penina lose all of her children? Terrible. She lost all of her kids based on a medrash related to the pasuk. So why did that happen? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, because when I'm pogeya, when I make cheshbonos in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and I hurt somebody, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, it's like sticking your hand in fire. Doesn't matter what your kavanas are, you're going to get burnt. So it's the same thing by Penina. She was burned because of that, and that's it's a reality. It's not an onesh. So that is what the Rav Aaron Cutler says based on this Gemara in Meseches Brachos. But right after this occurs, the pasuk says, "Vayi achrechein vayach lev David oso." He was so upset. David was so angry at himself that he did this. Ala shakar zakanav eshel shol. He was so upset. So what does that tell us? What do you mean he was so upset? And he comes back and his people are upset at him. Why didn't you do more? The Ralbag says, again, it's an extreme suggestion. He says it could be that David stopped himself in the middle. He was about to kill him. And then he got through the beged, and then he stopped. And that's what he said, I can't do this. Maybe that's what it means. That's not the pashtus, what the other mefarshim assume. They assume that he went and Dafka only cut the beged. So what was he nischarit about? So two ideas. Number one is the Malbim. The Malbim says that sometimes great people, if we don't know whether an act is appropriate or not, I should start doing it, I should do a little bit of it, and then see how I feel. This is only somebody who has a Lev Shalem, right? If somebody has a Lev Shalem, like David HaMelech, he should start doing something, and if he feels good about it, then he should keep going. And if he feels negative, and he feels like he's doing something wrong, then he should stop. Again, this doesn't mean either a mitzvah versus an Avera. This is something that I'm not sure if it's an Avera or a mitzvah. And only great people could do this. Hirgish, says David HaMelech. Vayakam David gam David hayim mesupak bazeh. David wasn't sure whether he was supposed to kill Shaul or not. Im kvar nishlama malchus Shaul, if David Shaul's malchus was finished, vim ratzon Hashem she yumas al yedei hanirdaf. Was he supposed to die? He didn't know. So you know what he did? I'm going to test. I'm going to cut his clothing and see what I feel. Vihine hirgish ki vayach leiv David oso. David felt his heart. Ki leiv ashalem yispael v'yischaret. Im yase ezapula ra. A perfect heart will be affected and will feel bad if they do something negative. Umizehaven, and from this David realized, ki adayin lo shalma malchus shol, it wasn't finished yet. Mora malchus alav, and therefore he should have the mora malchus. V'chi avel b'chapu, and then if he's not time yet, then I cut the king's clothing. Terrible. So therefore, that's what says the Malbim, how Shaul did here and how he knew. If you look in the Musar and Neviim, there's a Medrash quoted, which he discusses in the Medrash Shochar Tov. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omar David, Ma Bein Kiteya Tzitzitza L'Kiteya Reisha. What's the difference between cutting his clothing and cutting his head off? What's the difference? What's the difference? There's a big difference. One's murder and one's maybe Baal Tashchis at most. Right, so what do you mean? What's the difference? So explains the Musar Neviim. Explains Rabbi Ginsburg here. He says, Amavar Azehu Bilti Muvan. There's a big difference. V'hanira lomar, shezeo mishum shein adam alul la'asos aveira gedola b'kvitza achas. We know that people don't do major sins in one jump. It's slowly, slowly. They start a little bit and a little bit until they get to terrible averas. V'lachein anashim gedolim, that's why great people, if they do a little avera, they catch themselves and they try to stop themselves because they say, oh, this might lead to something. Avera goes avera, I have to stop. So that's what David means here. He says, I started, I did a little avera, and therefore this could lead to something huge. And that's the proud of the Medrash, and that's why he was upset at himself. So what happens? Vayomer l'anashav, and he says to his man when he came back, Chalilali, may Hashem, es adavar hazeh, I'm not touching the Mashiach Hashem, l'shloach yadibo. He's a Mashiach Hashem. They try to convince him, and David quiets them down. He says, no. Shaul gets up, and he finishes going to the bathroom, and he leaves. Vayakam David achreichin, and then David gets up, and it doesn't even say whether he consulted the people he was with. They might say, no, don't reveal yourself. David gets up, vayetze mei ha-ma'ara, vayikra achrei Shaul emar. He says, Shaul! Adoni HaMelech, he says, my master the king, Vayabit Shaul Achrav Shaul quickly turns around, and David bows down, Vayiko David Apayim Artsa, Vayishtachu. David bows down. Here's the first conversation they have had in a while. Vayomer David L'Shaul, Lama Tishmas Divrei Adam. Why do you listen to the words of that man? Doesn't even say his name. What's that man? Doeg, Rashi says. Obviously, Lemar, Hine David Mevakish Ra'asecha. Doeg's been telling you and feeding you falsehoods. He's saying, oh, David wants to hurt you. Mevakish Ra'asecha. He does, I don't want to. Hine Ayom Azeh Ro'e Necha. You see today. You were in the cave. Amar Lahargecha. I could have killed you. I should have killed you. Vatachas Alecha Nayed Rachmanis. Va'omar, and I said to myself, Lo Eshlach Yadi Baduni. I'm not touching my master Kim Mashiach Hashem Hu. Shiach Hashem. The Gemara there in Brachas Lamech Beis also notes that the conversation here was that David was saying to Shaul that really he had every right to kill him. Because if somebody's a rodef, if somebody comes to kill me, I'm allowed to kill him first. Amar Abelazar, says the Gemara. Amar lo David l'shaul. Mina Torah ben harigata. Midaraisa, you are worthy of death. Shaharei rodefata. Fahatorah amra ba lahargecha hashkem lahargov. Somebody's coming to kill you, you have to kill them first. Ella, why didn't I kill you? Tznias shahaisa b'cha hichas alecha. I saw you acted tzniasly, meaning I saw you weren't total Russia. I see there's still some pintle left in you. How? You were very tznias when you went to the bathroom, as the Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk. So that's why he didn't kill. That's what, but David calls him a rodef. The Shiloh, Rav Asher Weiss asks in a Sefer on Sefer Shmos, he says, if he was a rodef and he was chayav misa, so isn't that misplaced Rachmanis also? Just like Shaul had misplaced Rachmanis on Amalek, if he is Chayav Misa, if the din is to kill him, then you have to kill him. It's Chayav Misa. So it explains Rav Asher Weiss in Siman Lamed Test in Parshas Mishpatim, beautifully, I ask you another question. What do you mean it was a Rodef? What's a Rodef? Rodef, the halacha is, only applies if efshar lahatzel be'echad me'ivarav. If you can't break his arm and save yourself that way, then you're allowed to kill him. But if you're going to wound him without killing him, that's what you have to do. But here David says, ben harigata, you were chayiv misa. But what do you mean? No, he could have, right? He cut off his shirt. He could have just broken his arm. So says Rav Asher Weiss, based on other sources as well, there's a difference between rodef in general and babe machteres that's described in Parshas Mishpatim. There's a difference between the two. But rodef is purely preventative, safety. Why you had to kill the rodef? Because the nirdaf is in danger. The nirdaf is in danger, and therefore you have to kill the rodef. And that is why you can only do it the minimum. Whatever you need to protect the nirdaf. Baba Machteris is different. Baba Machteris means there's a chiyuv misa on the Baba Machteris. Period. Chiyuv misa. And therefore, forget, it's not related specifically to the hatsala of the nirdaf, of the nignav. Right, it's Baba Machteres. And that's why you don't find him. Mitam Zeh, says Rav Asher Weiss, Nira de lo matzina, but Baba Machteres, din, dim yochol latzilo, bechan meivarav, asil hargo. You don't find that. Because b'machteres ein arigas agad of mishum atzala bilvad, ela haTorah hitira damo. Ki'ilu ein lo damim. And therefore, it wasn't limited. And that was going on here. David HaMelech says, ben hariga atah, because you were b'va machteres. You came into the cave, if you would have found me, you would have killed me. So therefore, he says, ben hariga atah, why didn't he kill him? Because he wasn't vadai. Wasn't vadai. Maybe he was misupik about it. That's why he didn't pull the trigger in the end. Nidna rishus, David had a rishus. But not a chiyav. By a near duff, you have a chiyav because you have to save the rodev. But b'machteres, it's a chovas misa, but it's a reshus on the near duff, not a chiyav on the near duff. So that's what the chazal say here. V'amar l'argecha, he says you are a rodev. So he says I wouldn't touch you. I decided va'avi re'ei gam re'ei. My father see. Ooh, important pasuk. Where is this quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch? Yaredeya simin reish mem. The halacha is in Ilchas Kibud Avaim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev adam l'chabed chamav. A person is chayev to be mechabed his in-laws. His father-in-law says the Taz, Dichsiv avi re'ei gam re'ei. The Taz quotes this pasuk, because David is talking to his father-in-law and calls him my father. So that's the source. The David amar l'shol kein shaya chamav, v'karo avi. What's amazing, and this is classic, but the next line in the Taz, the Kasuv Moriva Chami Huadin Chamosav. My father-in-law, he's quoting his father-in-law about the halacha father-in-law. And not only that, he's quoting his father-in-law. My father-in-law told me that the covet also applies to the mother-in-law. My shver told me that the shviger is also included. Amazing. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says only father-in-law, and the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, to say also mother-in-law. Classic line in the Taz. Anyway, so Vavi Re'ei Gam Re'ei. See, I have your me'il, ki b'karsi es kanaf me'ilcha, when I cut it, v'loraktichah, I didn't kill you, da u're'ei, ki ein bi'adi ro'ov afesha, I don't want to hurt you, I don't want to sin against you. And yishbor Hashem b'ni v'necha, Hashem should judge between us, and realize I didn't take nekama. And then he adds, kasher yomar mishala kadmoni, like the early mashal, like the age-old mashal goes, me'i resho am yetzei resha, v'yadi lo tiyabach, wicked will bring wicked, but my hand's not touching you. Meaning, if somebody else wants to kill you, they could kill you. I'm not going to touch you. What does that mean? Mashal Mishal HaKadmoni. Rashi quotes Chazal. That it's a reference to the Torah. The Mishal HaKadmoni, the earliest Mishal, the earliest story, the earliest book is the Torah. It was created before the world was created. And what does it mean? Mirasham Yetzei Resha. That's the Rashi quoting Chazal that we know. Rashi quotes it ala Torah, that if somebody kills B'mezin and B'shogig, and either of them have witnesses, so Hashem will make them come to the same inn, and the one who killed on purpose will be under the ladder, the one who killed by accident will be on top, he'll fall on him, there'll be witnesses, and Hashem will be able to send one to Golas, and the person who killed will be Chayav Misa. So that is, you see, Hashem takes care of me, Rishayim Yatzaresha. But the Torah is the Mishal HaKadmoni. That is the early Mashal. Rav Shechter, in the Hagdama to his Sefer Ginas Egos, he quotes this Chazal to explain what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is Utmunas Hashem Yabit. The pasuk at the end of Bahaloscha. Hashem sees Hashem. Hashem doesn't have a goof. What does it mean he sees Hashem? So he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim that the Torah is not just a Mashal, a parallel to help us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is, it's a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is a picture of Hashem. And that's Mishal HaKadmoni. It's the earliest picture that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rakla Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what it means. Tmunas Hashem Yabin. Moshe understood the Torah the most. And if he understands the Torah the most, then he sees Hashem the most, so to speak. And that's the Mishal HaKadmoni, the early Mashal, why it's called the Torah, the earliest way of understanding and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as humanly possible, is through the Torah. So David continues and says, who are you chasing after? First he says, I'm not interested in hurting you. And then he goes to another tactic. He says, and who am I anyway? Mi yatza melech Yisrael, achari mi yatza rodef, achari kelev meis, I'm a dead dog. Achari parosh echad. Right now David calls himself a dog. Earlier Goliath had called him a dog. When David finishes, kachalos David ladaber, what happens? Shaul says, hakol chazeh b'ni David, is that you David? And note, this is the phrase, he says his name. Right, throughout all the prakim, Shaul would not say his name. Ben Yishai. He didn't even say the other people's names either. Here he says David. Vayisa Shaul Kolo Vayefk. And David Shaul cries, Vayomer el David, Sadik atamimani. You are more righteous than me. Ki ata gemaltani hatova, va'ani gemalti chara. You didn't take nekama, you didn't take revenge on me. He really understood the Sefer Chinuch HaNekama. He really understood, David HaMelech really understood that. That it's all from Hashem. tova, v'Hashem yishalemcha tova tachas yom hazeh. Hashem should pay you back. Hashem should pay you back that you should have tremendous peace. Right? The Mefarshim explained that David could have even embarrassed him in some other way. He should have come out and said, Shaul! He could have grabbed him. I could kill you, but I'm not. No, he just took his baguette quietly, and then he went out to him. V'yata, and Shaul says, now hine adati ki malok timloch. I now know that you will be the king. Rashi and the Radak both quote the Medrash that Shmuel had told Shaul when he ripped his baguette by the Amalek story. Shmuel says, just like Shaul, you just ripped my baguette, you will know that the one who rips your baguette is going to be the king. And that's what Shaul means right now. V'yata, now I know, David. Now I know it's going to be you. The Malbim says a little different shot. He says, no, I realize that anybody who could be Moshel on his Yetzer so much will be Moshel in the Malchus as well. But he says one more request. Hishav Ali Bashem, swear to me by Hashem. Im Tachris Ezari Acharoi, I don't want you to wipe out my children. Why does he have to have Hashem here? Swear to me, Bashem. Sometimes we have Stam by Yosef and Yaakov. He shavali, by Yishavalo. It doesn't say Bashem. So then Tziv writes in Parshas Chayisara, in Perach of Dalid, that Bashem is only, even though Shvuah exists even without Hashem, it's more serious. And therefore it could be that David wasn't so perfectly ne'eman in Shaul's eyes. Oh, he wouldn't kill me, fine. But Ulai, he mishum shalo hayal ne'emad be'enav. He knew David wouldn't do that, Levatala, and that's why he makes him swear. And David then goes back into hiding, and Shaul goes home. David doesn't go back to the palace. He doesn't trust him so much, as is very smart, as we'll see in the coming Prakim, when we get to next Perek, when Shmuel dies in the next Perek, and then it's just Shaul and David. Okay, we will stop here.